Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Here we go, people. Can everybody hear me? Give me a thumbs up or something there in chat if you can hear me. Greetings from sunny Fort Walton Beach, Florida, home of the beautifully clear emerald green waters and sugary white beaches of the Gulf of Mexico. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. On today's show, we'll focus on the power of mental resolve, one of the most important keys that you can use to build mental strength, discipline, and flexibility. We'll also discuss the mind-nourishing book of the week and movie of the week. Also, I'll be taking your calls and answering questions already sent in by trainees. A word on next week's show, mental concentration versus mental focus, the differences between them, and how to start improving one or both at the same time. My man behind the man who helps me get all these things together is my valued friend and marketing guru, David Johnson. David will be handling the chat. Everybody say hey to David. Now for the big disclaimer. This show and the material presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute for any legal and valid psychiatric or mental health professional advice. If anyone in the listening audience feels that they have a mental health issue, you are advised to consult a mental health professional. Now, let's get on with the show. How's everybody doing? I can see everyone in chat. Now, I want to make sure that everybody can hear me because I don't have anything in my ear that'll let me know. Can everybody hear me? Good. Okay. What I want to start out is, since this is an introductory show, I want to make sure that everybody knows who I am as your host of the Mental Power Hour. And you can consult the blog portion of this. Good, good. You can consult the blog portion of this, and you'll see an article there here on Blog Talk Radio. Just look under my radio show page, and you'll find a blog, Who Am I, Your Host of the Mental Power Hour. I had always been a very creative person, full of ideas and inspiration, brimming with grand plans and ambitions. I would make exciting starts, yet the excitement would quickly fizzle out into boredom, to be replaced with ever new excitements over some inspirational scheme or another. The act of actually sitting down to do detailed, monotonous, laborious work, even when that work served to make a dream come true, was an excruciatingly painful experience for me. I moved in circles under the delusion that I was actually getting somewhere. That is, until one day in 2001, when I sat contemplating the strangeness of so few results from such good intent. I proceeded to open and go through the file drawers to the tall cabinet which I kept in my office, and I realized that I had over 100 ambitions all detailed out and sketched out with notes and plans to execute. Yet none of them had ever so much as left the drawer itself. The moment spoke inarguably that for me mentally, something was not operating as it should. Thus, in 2001, I actually found out that I had the adult version of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD. And as a result of that diagnosis, I made the development of mental concentration the central preoccupation of my life for the express purpose of making a consistent, high-level success of the career that I had at the time. Months of solitary training followed, and within a year, I had no longer met the requirements for an ADHD diagnosis in accordance with the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition. I began to realize a basic but profound level of control over my attention, my thoughts, my emotions, and my state of mind. Importantly, for my personal progress, I began to move and desire only to move in a straight line toward whatever objective I set. Of course, I didn't know at the time that when you expand your power of concentration, you also become clearly aware of your stunning potential in a very real transformational way. Mental concentration, when properly developed, will utterly change your life. In 2004, I decided to develop my own mental training system and find a way to immerse myself totally in the mental fitness lifestyle, to make mental power my chief aim. I knew that would involve stepping out of the corporate sector and establishing my own business. Therefore, in accordance with my plans, I removed myself and plunged into the sales sector. So if there's any salespeople or marketing people out there, believe me, you need to take a look at this. I wanted to acquire the skills of commerce, and with only the rudimentary mental concentration talents I built up until that point, I made a series of rapid successes and promotions through the ranks into management, from the bottom floor into management in less than 4 months. Always, of course, with the end goal in mind that I would eventually do only that which I love most. As my research continued and my talent at mental concentration grew, so too did my knowledge and talents at mental focus and power of will. The mental training system which I determined to construct assembled itself in my mind with clarity and logic. And my first publications on concentration, focus, and willpower were presented to the public in 2006, reorganized into the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness and Brain Training System later that year. And since that time, my company has been of service in one respect or another to tens of thousands of people all over the planet. So now you know who I am. This is T. LaVon Lawrence, and you're on Blog Talk Radio, the Mental Power Hour. I'd like to thank everybody for coming in. I see we got plenty of people in chat. You're welcome to give us a call at our phone number, which as soon as you get on board, you'll find it. The host is going to be, make sure I got the right number, 904-638-3851. 904-638-3851. Now, if you're going to listen, well, you can just hang on and listen. If you want to talk, just hit the number one, and that'll put you in our queue. And make sure, if you get a chance, when you look at the actual program page for this program, there are two links there, one for Twitter and one for Facebook also. If you get a chance, make sure to Twitter us, let everybody know about us. Anything you want to know, please call in. I'll be glad to answer your questions. I'm not omniscient. If there's any question that I cannot personally answer on the phone, I will do the research and I will get back to you. Now, before I begin the program, we're going to go ahead and take a first caller. And let's see, it's the first time I'm doing this, so let me go ahead and... Hello, you're our first caller. This is T. LaVon Lawrence. Welcome to the Mental Power Hour. How can I be of assistance? First caller? 251, you're on the air. Okay. I'll go ahead and didn't get any. Of course, you can expect that our first show, and of course, I've listened to other shows and found that technical difficulties, you can definitely expect. Let's try this one. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Lena.
Lena? How do you spell that?
L-E-N-A.
Oh, well, it's fantastic to hear from you, Lena. Thanks for calling. How may we be of assistance on the Mental Power Hour?
Well, I started school. I went back to college in August of last year. And
uh-huh.
I'm pursuing my degree in social work. And I never went to college before, and I'm finding studying and concentrating to be a little challenging, I guess because I've been out of work and I got a lot on my plate to deal with. So, you know, I'm trying to deal with, you know, getting good grades and to study, and but I just feel like it's really hard for me to focus and concentrate at times.
How long have you been out of high school?
Oh, God, I graduated in 1980.
Okay. Well,
and I always read books, but I'm finding the college books are very, very different than your average, you know, novel that you would read or something. And
so, not as entertaining?
No. You know, I'm finding that college, you know, reading that I find really boring. I can't absorb and retain, and, you know, some of my test grades, I was a little disappointed because I really thought I would have done better, and I just don't know how to, you know, I know it's not as easy to focus when you're older compared to these kids that cram studying the night before and get an A on a test.
Uh-huh. Tell me, are you nervous during a test?
Yes, very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I take extra time because I don't know, for some reason I put down the wrong answer, and then when I get the test back, I'm like, why did I put that down? And I knew that answer's not right. And so I just feel like I'm putting down the wrong answer, and I just don't know why I'm putting the wrong answer down when I know the right answer.
So before you sit down to the test itself, do you feel confident after you're studying that you actually know what the answer should be?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I forget what I've read or what I've studied, or sometimes I find the material is totally different than what I studied for.
Well, a lot of people have that complaint in college. So, what kind of environment do you study in?
Well, I have my son's room. There's the computers in there, and that's where I usually study, by the computer on the desk. You know, I usually don't do it when they're home. I usually do it when I'm alone.
Is it a quiet environment?
Yes, and I've even put on sometimes I'll put on some really low classical music in the back.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the material itself might be a little bit dull, but you know, one can expect that in academic environments unless one has a particular passion for the subject. Are you, when you are actually studying your material, despite the fact that it's not the most exciting stuff. Are you at least happy to be there doing it?
Oh, yes. I love school. I love learning. I've learned so much about life and myself from school, even the subjects that I'm not crazy about taking, the prereq classes I've had to take. I really have found them very beneficial.
All right. How did you do in generally in high school?
Not good at all. I didn't like school. I couldn't wait to get out. My grades were very bad. I mean, they were not good at all. But I find I'm much enthusiastic in college. I'm much more, you know, eager to learn and succeed. Whereas high school, I wasn't like that at all. I couldn't wait to get out.
Okay. Well, let me offer you just a couple suggestions, and I have to limit the scope of what I advise because I am all about focus. One of the things I think that will help you is because you are enthusiastic about the academics, about school itself, that is a big help because I know that if you were not, you would be doing far worse than you are right now. One thing I want to make sure that you do not set an expectation for yourself that is unreasonable. Because you've made a major transition from your attitude in high school to the positive attitude that you have now.
Yes.
What would damage that is for any negativity to sneak in, because you're not getting the exact results you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
why.
Continue to maintain that positive attitude. But go ahead. You were about to say something.
I said that's why I broke up. That was one of the reasons why I broke up with my boyfriend, because he wasn't supportive in the studies that I was trying to pursue. I think he thought I was crazy to go back to school at my age, and if I should go to school, I should do something like paralegal. He thought social work was crazy, you know, because there's a lot of education that you need for this. It's not just going for a year and getting a certificate or a degree. There's a lot involved in it, and that's why.
That tells me you have a good level of overall focus, and that you were willing to shut out negative influences and go for your dream. It's unfortunate that many of us have people in our lives who really are not that interested in seeing us grow beyond the boundaries that they have set in their mind for us. I congratulate you on breaking past that boundary and going ahead and learning what it is you really want to learn so that you can do what it is you really want to do. In my opening monologue, like I said, I left a very comfortable position in the corporate world to be able to do this so that I can be in the same position of doing what it is I truly want to do, my main purpose in life. So continue that positive attitude. What you need to do is boost your working memory. You need to practice concentration to a more intensive degree than you do now. I've got some basic mental exercises that I can give you. I want you to, you got a pencil or pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay. Write down this web address. It's www.dynamicmentalfitness.com. It's an information site that's sponsored by the Neurosculpting Training Studio, and it features some exercises that you can look at that'll get you going from a basic standpoint. And as you want to get a little bit more advanced in your training and you want to have a lot more one-on-one help, then you can go to neurosculpting.com. That's neuro-sculpting.com and join our training studio. And you'll get a lot more personal help there. But go to dynamicmentalfitness.com, enroll in the free 7-day course that I have set up there, and that'll get you started. If I know your time is not that great, or the time you have available is not that great, but if you can set aside 20 to 30 minutes a day, you can be able to resolve the shortfall in mental and working memory that you have that causes you to forget the answers that you need during the test. One of the biggest problems we have when it comes to academics and taking tests is the intimidation that comes from it. And it starts when we're in grade school and just continues up. If you can overcome that intimidation by keeping your mind focused to where it doesn't stray right or left and random thoughts don't get in the way while you're taking the test, you'll have much better results. So go to dynamicmentalfitness.com, sign up for that free 7-day course, and that'll put you in contact with us over at the training studio. And as you continue your training, we can get you signed up for the training studio, which is very inexpensive, and then you can go on from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm certainly glad you called, and we appreciate it. You're listening to the Mental Power Hour. I hope I hung up on the right person there. We've got a long list of callers, and I apologize. I know I need to get to you soon, but we do have to continue on with the other programming. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. If you get a chance, check out the program page and make sure to click on the Twitter link. There's a Facebook link, and make sure to check us out at MySpace also. You know what? Before I continue on, let's take one more call. I don't want anybody holding too long. Let me see what we've got here. 251, you're on the air. 251, you there? 251, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Would that
All
be?
Right, let's go to the next person. Let's try 781. 781, you're on the air with the Mental Power Hour on Blog Talk Radio. 781? All right. Somebody might be in chat. Let me go ahead and we will try 818. 818, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence? Mr. Lawrence?
Yes, this is T. LeVon Lawrence, Blog Talk Radio, the Mental Power Hour.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence, this is Damon. We've spoken online a few times.
Damon, what's going on, man?
I'm good. I just wanted to, before I ask my question, I just wanted to say that I 100% support the whole neurosculpting concept and what you're doing there. My question very briefly, though, was I wanted to ask you, how would improving my concentration affect my physical activities, such as weightlifting and, some of the anxieties and, just some of the toughness and the mental anxiety that comes from weight training. How will that help me to overcome some of those issues?
Tell me about the weight training that you do.
Well, I basically do powerlifting. And, like everyone, occasionally there's times when you don't want to go because there's the anxiety of the pain that comes along with it and what have you. And, that's sometimes it's a little overwhelming, and I was just wondering if controlling my mind will help me to overcome that.
Explain to me anxiety and pain in weightlifting.
When you
what's that about?
That comes from the exertion, when you're exerting yourself, lifting heavy weights, the pain that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. I was just wondering if you could focus your mind better, would you be able to go in and be able to overcome some of the procrastination and anxiety of that.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I'd like to tell everybody that Damon is one of my favorite trainees. Awesome guy. One of the things that ties in when it comes to mental training and transfers over to physical training, and I've experienced this myself. In order to develop your mental concentration past the average levels requires the same mental state of resolve, which is actually the topic for this program that I'll be going over here shortly, requires the same levels or more of mental resolve as would professional weight training or even passionate weight training. When a person sits down, even in a quiet room, and takes on their own mind to be able to move it from one level to the next level to the next level in strength, in endurance, and in flexibility, they are pushing the same sorts of psychological boundaries that a person would have to move through if they're going to become an expert in some form of athletics. One of the lessons that I have in the NeuroSculpting Training Studio is overcoming mental resistance. And in overcoming mental resistance, the lessons contained tell you about what we refer to as the four horsemen of mental resistance. And anyone, especially anyone who has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, knows what the wall is. When a person sits down to do this kind of training, the first thing they're going to run into is a disobedient mind. People are absolutely stunned to find out that when they sit down to get their mind to do a particular thing, that it has no interest whatsoever in obeying. The mind is a busy, chaotic machine, constantly filled with thoughts and emotions and daydreams and desires. So when a person sits down to actually try to corral that, to try to control that, to get the mind to hold steady in order to complete that one mental task, they are literally fighting against a psychological form of weight. And in order to push through that requires special types of mental exertion. Now, in lifting weights, you have physical exertion, and there may be pain or discomfort from it. For instance, when I started going back to the gym last year, first thing I ran into, of course, was the physical discomfort. But that was not the worst pain I had to endure. The worst pain I had to endure was my own mind crying for me to quit, for me to give up, for me to find something else more entertaining for it to do. My own mind would present to me alternatives to what is essentially my true will, which was to work out and to get into great physical shape. My own mind worked against me. Well, in the case of weightlifting or any physical activity that a person wants to become really, really good at, the greatest obstacle is not going to be physical, it's going to be mental. And if you can develop your mental concentration and your mental focus, then you will have controlled the problem of mental resistance. Control mental resistance, and you can deal with the physical resistance. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. And that's really the problem. It's the thoughts that are going through my head. Same thing, trying to persuade me to do other things or not to train or that the pain is too overwhelming when I know it's something I really want to do. And those thoughts are really, the intruding thoughts are the problem.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, you will have no greater enemy on the face of the earth than your own mind when it does not align with your true will, with what you truly want that's best for yourself. And if you can turn your attention away from being distracted by meaningless things out in the world and place that attention onto the task of mastering your own thoughts, there is absolutely nothing that will be beyond you. Anyone who rules his or her own thoughts rules their own life. And you can set your own course and be absolutely confident that you'll get there. Now, I know, Dimon, that you had sent me some other questions that, due to the fact of launching the studio and getting the radio program together, I hadn't had time to get to, but I'll let you know I definitely want to get to those, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, if you have any other questions, you make sure to contact me, man. Oh, and
okay.
you owe me a phone consultation. I want to get you on the phone and get you some training in, because you've been on it. What, you've been on it? What, about 3 or 4 weeks?
Yes, at least that.
All right, then I'm looking forward to speaking to you on the phone so we can go ahead and arrange your concentration training, get you assigned to the right exercises, and set more of your mental training goals, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you're listening to the Mental Power Hour, our first show on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Neurosculpting.com and the Neurosculpting Training Studio. That's www.neuro-sculpting.com. We have a secondary website that you can get a 7-day free mental training program at, and that's dynamicmentalfitness.com. That's www.dynamicmentalfitness.com. You can go in there and sign up for the free 7-day course, and that'll at least get your beak wet, as Don Fanucci said in The Godfather. And from there, you can get more advanced training at the training studio itself. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next segment, and next caller, I'll be with you here very shortly. We're going to have to feel our way around this and get better at it. Let me check chat right quick and see how things are going. How are you guys doing in the chat room? Great. Wonderful. Okay, well, let's move on to our next chapter. We've gone ahead and we've taken a couple of questions. What I'd like to do now is discuss this week's mind-nourishing book and movie of the week. Now, when it comes to mental training, one of the things that happens as we start to develop our mental concentration and our mental focus, well, actually, it depends on the manner in which you do it, because there are some really lousy ways to go about mental development out there in the industry. Any mental training that you do that does not elevate you as a human being, that does not make you a better person, that does not change and transform you into a better, more competent, more confident, just more kind, more loving human being, is bad training. There are several types of concentration training. You can do task concentration, you can do self-concentration, and you can do life concentration, and each of those is one level higher than the next. If a person learns to do task concentration and that's all they learn, you can achieve a great deal. When you look at the captains of industry, when you look at millionaires and movie stars and high-level sports athletes, these are people who are, to some degree, very good at a particular type of task concentration. They can concentrate on a particular task at hand. Maybe not every task. Maybe they have a very limited focus. But they can at least concentrate on the particular task that they need to do. If that's all a person does, however, you run a risk of becoming an ill-developed human being. You can be very, very good at just that one thing, but you might be just someone who nobody wants to be around. You can become arrogant, or you can become dominating, or perhaps just a very negative person in other aspects, or you can develop an addiction that can totally damage everything that you wanted to accomplish. So the thing to do is to not just develop task concentration, you also want to go about developing life concentration. One of the things I like to do is not only give people intellectual exercises that can develop their mental concentration and mental focus, but also I like to provide intuitive exercises that help you develop yourself from the inside out to make sure that you're covered on all levels of development. So when I choose a book of the week or a movie of the week, I like to choose media that I think speaks to the deepest and most worthwhile parts of ourselves. And if you get a chance to check out these works, when you watch them, don't watch them merely for the entertainment value. Or when you read this particular book, don't read simply for the entertainment value. Read between the lines, so to speak. There's a message there. And if you can get this message, perhaps it can speak to you. Perhaps it can inspire you. Perhaps it can even move you further along your track of development. This week's book of the week, actually, I have a collection of short stories by the writer Roald Dahl sent to me by Janine Bader, one of my favorite trainees, lives over in Switzerland. It's a collection of short stories, but there's really only one story in there that I'd like to highlight. And if you have a way to get this short story without buying the book, that's just fine. But Roald Dahl is was a fantastic writer. The name of the story is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And, of course, I got it in the Best of Roald Dahl, which is a collection of short stories. His name is spelled R-O-A-L-D. Last name is D-A-H-L. And The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar is about a spoiled socialite who is a very low character and decides that upon reading a story of a fellow who became a mystic who followed a guru and developed the ability to see without using his eyes, Mr. Sugar decided that he would get this power and use it to basically cheat at cards and build a fortune that way. And the story, I won't give away it's a short story. I won't give it away, but it's about the power of concentration and what can be done with it. Now I realize that it is fiction, but there's some very great information in here about the power of concentration. There is one thing it says that it takes years to develop a particular skill. Just don't worry about that. I don't want anybody thinking that it's going to take them years to develop a power of concentration. That's not the way it goes. But if you get a chance, take a look at The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, written by Roald Dahl. You can find it in the Best of Roald Dahl, or if you can get a hold of the story by itself, go ahead. Movie of the week is Joe Versus the Volcano by starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Now, when this movie first came out, it didn't get a great reception, and I understand why. Many times, maybe not so many times, but often when a movie comes out that has a very deep message, the public, quite frankly, does not get it. But Joe Versus the Volcano has been gathering a huge cult following over the past 10 years. If you can, of course, you can go to Amazon or Blockbuster or something to find the movie. You may find it for rent in your video store, but get Joe Versus the Volcano, watch it, and on either of these, the movie of the week, or the book of the week, if you get something out of it, if you receive something special, I want you to write me and let me know what it is you got out of it. You can contact me here at Blog Talk Radio on our program page. Or you can write me directly at trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, at neurosculpting.com. That's neuro-sculpting.com. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another call, and I appreciate your waiting. You're on Blog Talk Radio, the Mental Power Hour. This is T. LaVon Lawrence. How can I be of service? 843, you're on. 843, you're on Blog Talk Radio, the Mental Power Hour. Okay, 843 is probably running around in bliss that they made it on and couldn't talk. Let's try 781. You're on the Mental Power Hour. 781, you're on. 781 is probably engaged in some mental concentration training right now and is off-centered into himself. I'll go ahead and continue on with the program. And again, I appreciate everybody coming on and tuning in. If you get a chance, make sure to click the Twitter link on our programming page and say hi to us in MySpace or in Facebook. If you get a chance, go to the training studio at neurosculpting.com. That's neuro-sculpting.com. And also take a look at the free 7-day course over at dynamicmentalfitness.com. Up next, we're going to go ahead and, don't forget next week's show is mental concentration versus mental focus. We'll be talking about the differences between them and how to start improving one or both. Now, the transcript to this show, if there's any important points that I discussed, I'm going to write it out, and I'm going to post it in the blog here at Blog Talk Radio / Training Your Brain. And if you look at our program page, you'll see the blog down there. Also, for people who are already signed up at the training studio, you'll find the special training exercise that'll be in there. We'll have it in the forum, be able to discuss it there, and probably sometime in the future we're going to have a live training just for the studio trainees. But for everybody else, hey, you can call in anytime and get questions here during the show, and I'll be glad to answer anything you need, whether it's about your career, about your studies, whether it's about your business, if you're a student or an athlete. All these things apply. Mental concentration solves a lot of problems. Going to go ahead and do we have a write-in question from Steve in California. Steve is interested in law of attraction. He writes that, T. Levon, I'm into law of attraction. I study the master key system, and I'm having a hard time with a couple of the exercises, and I'm wondering what I can do to improve. I tell people all the time, I get a lot of email from people who are into such things as The Secret, Think and Grow Rich, Law of Attraction, the Science of Getting Rich. And the main problem that most people write me about is that they have a hard time visualizing as required by these particular programs. All I can tell you is you have something called a visual working memory. And in your visual working memory, there's only a certain amount of objects you can hold in your mind's eye. Usually it ranges 3 to 4. Professor G. Miller wrote that your actual working memory is something like 5 ± 2, something like that. But for the most part, you're only going to be able to hold a few things in your memory at one time. That's why you can try to tell yourself you're going to do this, 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 and this. And when you get to the end of the day, you've only done a few things because the rest just simply whoop, fell out of your memory. It's like a random access memory, like RAM on your computer. There's only a few things you're going to be able to do. Unfortunately, that limitation also has the problem of a duration limit also. Most people can only visualize something weekly, even, for only 30 seconds, no more than a minute on average. You have to train yourself. You have to train your mind to be able to surpass that limit. You have to train in order to be able to keep something in your mind for a longer duration, and you have to train to be able to make whatever it is you have in your mind clearer, increase its clarity so that it has more meaning to you, especially when it comes to goals. Anybody who's working with Law of Attraction, The Secret, Science of Getting Rich, any of that, if you have to have a clear mental image in your head that you need to hold on to, that you need to guide your life by so that your actions spring from that. And if you're having a hard time doing it, do not let anyone tell you that you're simply doing it wrong, that you're simply trying to visualize something that you don't truly want. The human mind is not naturally put together to do vigorous visualization and working memory. You have got to train yourself to do it. In the same way that we can't automatically just run 25 miles, you have to train your body and push it past all of its limits to get there. So when it comes to law of attraction, when it comes to visualization, when it comes to clear mental imagery, train yourself to concentrate first. Again, go to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com. There's some exercise there that'll start you out. You can enroll in the NeuroSculpting Training Studio at neural-sculpting.com, and there you'll get a lot more help on this. If you can develop your powers of concentration, then these principles that are the law of attraction will begin to align themselves, and it will be a lot less work for you. You will begin to understand what mental focus truly is. Okay, and let's take one more question from Steve in California. Let's see. I think I got the right guy. Mike in Idaho. Oh, okay, Mike in Idaho. TL, I hit the gym every day, and I seem to be making good progress. Ooh, another physical fitness question. I enrolled in your NeuroSculpting Training Studio, and I've been working on three exercises and made good progress on those to where I've broken the seven-minute barrier on each. Well, I have a principle, folks, whereas where when you train not only in an intellectual exercise, you train in an intuitive exercise and a sensory exercise. That way you're more well-developed. And here I have a guy who's actually managed to break through the seven-minute barrier. Any exercise you do and you can't do it for any more than 5 minutes without becoming distracted, that is a weak cognitive control skill level. Anybody who can do it for 6 minutes or more are breaking into the moderate. And when you can break the 10-minute barrier, you have very powerful cognitive control skills. And that's my objective as a trainer, to get people into that very strong mental cognitive control skill level. But he says here that he has reached that, broken through that 7-minute barrier, and he doesn't know what to do next, and he wants to know how it is that he knows he's making progress. Well, the 6-7-minute barrier that takes you from weak into strong cognitive control skill is a measurement point. But the truth is, it's like if you can play a video game and you can do really, really well at it, how does that apply to your life? Well, in the NeuroSculpting system, in mental fitness training itself, you have to take what it is you learn during your exercise training, and you have to apply that to as many areas of your life as you can. You really need, if you learn, let's say you start your concentration training. First thing, of course, you run into is the fact that your mind is disobedient. You continue your training, your mind begins to cooperate. It starts slowing itself down, it starts to hold steady, and then it starts to turn its attention to the task you want it to do, even if that task is, say, a mental object retention exercise, where you just take a simple image and you hold it in your thought as clear as you can for as long as you can. If you can do a simple mental object exercise and get your mind to calm down and just pay attention and give all its energy to doing that, then you're going to be able to do it more clearly for a longer duration over a period of weeks. Let's say you start out with that simple mental object retention, and most people, when they start out, they're under 1 minute. As you work in a few weeks, you might be able to get to 3 minutes or 4 minutes, And if you really have talent, you can break the five-minute barrier and keep going. As you do the exercise and you get into that seven-minute territory, you can pat yourself on the back. But what does it mean for your life? The lessons you learn going from the weak category into the moderate category, going from, say, 30 seconds all the way up to 3 minutes and 4 minutes and 6 minutes into 7 minutes, such as the disobedient mind, such as wild emotions, such as wandering thoughts and wandering attention. In order to get from that low level to that higher level, you had to have controlled and conquered those enemies to mental concentration. You cannot get to that moderate level from the weaker level without conquering those things. It doesn't mean that they go away. It means that you are able to exert your will in that moment to get your mind to obey your will, to do what it is you need to do. You need to take that knowledge that you have that ability, and you need to apply it to your job, to your social relationships. You need to apply it to your finances. You need to apply it to your physical fitness and health activities. You need to apply it to everything. Imagine how your life is going to change if you're able to control your thoughts, your emotions, if you're able to hold your mind steady when you're in the presence of other people. You become a whole new person. You cannot be the same person you were when your mind is out of control as when you're in front of other people and your mind is totally under your control. So when it comes to your job, when it comes to your social activities, when it comes to your finances, your goals and objectives, take the lessons that you learn in your training and apply them to everything. That is where your real learning, your real mastery occurs. Okay. Let's see. We've got one other caller. I'll see if this is working. If it's not working, then we'll go ahead and wrap it up with the topic exercise of basic mental resolve. I want everyone to know that I appreciate you coming to our first broadcast of the Mental Power Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. My first mistake, and I know I made this mistake, was making this only an hour show, because I've got a stack of questions here that came in from emails from viewers, from listeners, who said they might not be able to make the show, or they can listen but they can't call in. And I'm simply not going to be able to get to them in this short hour. But I think what I'll do next week is I'll extend it to a two-hour show. That way we'll be able to fit everything in. And I do apologize. Again, if there's any further assistance I can give you, go ahead and contact us by going to the website at dynamicmentalfitness.com or contact me at trainer@neuro-sculpting.com. And again, make sure to Twitter us on the programming page, and we hope to see you. If you can visit us and befriend us at MySpace and Facebook also. Basic Mental Resolve. 781, are you there? Okay, 781 is not there. I understand. No problem. He's still in that state of mental concentration. Basic Mental Resolve. Now, again, check the blog after the program, probably by this evening or tomorrow, and you'll have this up there. And, of course, you can play the program again in the archives. Basic Mental Resolve. Here, we practice and become proficient at forming and holding a specific, resourceful, empowering state of mind, along with its associated feelings. You should learn to wield this tool with utmost skill so that you become a center of power through whom greatness readily flows. Master this discipline in combination with the development of your power of concentration, and your entire life will become transformed, because you will become transformed as a result. The importance of this tool cannot be overstated. Accessing and maintaining any motivating, inspiring, productive, positive, confident, strong state of mind whenever and wherever you wish is key for effective action during long-term focus upon a simple, single, but important objective. This exercise trains you to intentionally put yourself into an unstoppable, productive mode that nothing can corrupt, not random thoughts, not negative situations, and certainly not any other human being. In this basic version of the method, you will be tapping into the mindset of pure resolve, the utter determination to see something through no matter what. Our objective is to fire up the mindset so strongly that all other thought or contradictory emotion is shut out of your mind and perception. As you single-mindedly and consciously dial in, lock on, and hold on to the mental state and experience of pure, absolute resolve. Now, in the beginning of this exercise training, set your timer or alarm or any kind of clock that has an alarm on it, even a stopwatch, for 10 or 15 minutes. As you grow familiar with the experience and your ability improves, you may increase the time of your effort. Because this technique expands a massive amount of mental energy, pace yourself initially so that you do not become overexerted. At some point in your past, you have been in an intensely determined state of mind. The situation may have been small or perhaps large in scale, but you refused to give in, and you decided that you must succeed, that nothing would stand in your way. Your attention was narrowed, your thoughts aligned with the objective, and you poured your entire being into the moment. You pressed yourself with your energies gathered like sun shining through a magnifying glass, focused into a tight beam to light fire to its target. Are you familiar with that feeling? Do you recall it? Perhaps you've had it recently in reaction to getting yourself together. It may even be the very feeling that led you to this training and to listening to this program. The desire to get it together, to no longer move right or left of center on the path to your objective. Recall the feeling and remember that sense of determination. Experience it fully and intensely, immersing yourself into it. And when you have it, hold it. Hold that mental state. Do not let it fade away. Thoughts may arise to try to get in the way. Distractions may rear themselves. No concern. Don't even give it a moment's attention. There's one important thing, and it is the pure state of absolute resolve. Nothing else matters. If the mindset begins to lose integrity due to pestering thoughts or wavering attention, just bring it back even stronger than before. Keep bringing yourself back to the task. Let no thought get in the way. Let no emotion rise up to get in the way. No matter what happens, if your attention wanders, just come back to center. That is the key. You are going to be using this exercise not only to build resolve, but to self-perpetuate your ability. I want to thank everyone for calling in. I especially want to thank everyone in the chat room who held on. Next week, I'll make sure that we have a two-hour program that everybody can listen in. Remember, go visit us at the training studio at neuro-sculpting.com. Check out our free seven-day program at dynamicmentalfitness.com. And be sure to check in next week when we'll be talking about mental focus versus mental concentration. What's the difference and how do you develop one or develop the other? David Johnson, my buddy, my pal, I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, and thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour.